What makes a city? Its infrastructure, administrative boundaries, high population density and municipal governance? Yes, but more importantly, its people, notes and Himanshi Kampani. The proof is in the aisles and booths of CSMB's New Mumbai Gallery. Its first exhibition, People of Mumbai, opened to the public on October 14. Kampani, Research and Project Coordinator, gives us a walkthrough of the space. We begin with a permanent exhibition display in the orientation room. We plan to keep this exhibition permanent because it summarizes the history of Mumbai, right from the Stone Age. Kampani shares, housed here are digitized maps of the city, from the 16th century Seven Islands of Bombay to the modern ages, ancient coins, 9th Rock Edict installed in the mid-3rd century by Emperor Ashoka Maurya, a small flight of stairs where people can sit and read books, and a mural by XXL Art Labs giving a glimpse into what to expect from the exhibition inside. We will change the exhibition inside annually. People of Mumbai is curated by Nandini Somaya Sampath. The idea was to open this gallery with what lies in the center of the spirit of Mumbai and the people, Kampani shares. The exhibition is divided into three neon zones, yellow zone for the city of opportunities, orange zone for the city of migrants, pink zone for the city of cosmopolitanism. Interestingly, each concept doesn't begin where the other ends. Almost like a Venn diagram, the booths overlap with stories of the people and the first people of Mumbai, opportunity seekers, trailblazers and migrants alike and who continue to strengthen the foundation of the metropolis we know today. Mumbai continues to welcome and accept people wholeheartedly. These booths reflect the same, Kampani signs off, at Mumbai Gallery, 1st floor, Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Vastu Sangrahalaya, Fort, time 10:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. and cost 150 rupees, museum entry fee. The guide's fave halts One Virar Fast by artist Wale Shinde is installed at the start of the exhibition. Crafted from stainless steel discs, the installation is a unique take on urban commuting. The installation is placed between a landscape photograph of the city, which transitions from a chawl to a shoreline point two, and another installation in the orange zone brings to life a Pani Puri cart. In the center, a monitor plays documented videos of the making of the various charts available on the streets of Mumbai. 3. Kohli artist Parag Tandal's installation, How to Cook and LS Quo, Bombay Duck in Various Ways, aims to memorialize the iconic Bombay duck fish, which is now disappearing from the city's waters. Soon, we will add a recipe of how to cook Bombay duck to this installation, Kampani informs. 4. Patron flip panel in the yellow zone commemorates people who have contributed to the city's growth, including Ratan Tata, Cornelia Sorabji, Dinshaw Manekji Petty and Sir David Sassoon. These panels can be flipped to learn about their life. 5. Itinerants Mumbai's Nomads by Charmaine and David D'Souza feature portraits of the nomads of the city who form an inseparable part of the city. This section in the orange zone also displays a borrowed chabuk. 6. The exhibition ends with artificial intelligence, a subject of curiosity and intimidation. AI artist Varun Gupta's artworks, Cyborg Bay, blend the Bombay of the early 90s with a futuristic, techno-ascendant age. 7. Pink zone ranges from stories of mill workers, cotton production boom in the city, chawl residents to the undying Bollywood dream. An entire aisle in this section is dedicated to the trailblazing costume by designer Bhanu Athaya. This alley displays some of her original costumes, including the iconic dress sari worn by Mumtaz.